الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، My brothers and sisters, today I want to talk to you about something which is extremely important and to the level of being absolutely, I would say, critical to survival, critical to growth, critical to everything worthwhile in life. And that is your attention span. Let me go back a little bit. TikTok in last year got 682 million new users. And each of them spend 50 minutes a day in the app. Now that's completely insane as far as growth is concerned. And so there have been many studies that are that have been carried out on that. Some consulting clients noticed that the ad spend jumped 75x, meaning what? Not 75%, it means 75 times from May to November on TikTok. Now, just think about that. What is it that is happening there? And what is happening there is exactly the same thing that is happening in Snapchat, in Instagram, in Facebook, and in MGM on the slot machines. And that is what is called a dopamine hit. A little hit in the pleasure center of the brain, which makes you want to do more and more. Because this is what is called, it's called differentiation, very similar to slot machines, because it's something, sometimes you see something you like and sometimes you don't. So every time you see something you like, it hits you, the dopamine hit gets you. And when you don't see something that you like, you want to scroll more to until you get to something which you like. And that keeps coming at intervals so that you remain addicted to that. Same principle. And this is called random reinforcement. In psychological terms, it's called random reinforcement. And the same principle that makes gambling addictive. Exactly the same way. Now, that's how these platforms are designed. Now, think about this. The platforms are designed for one reason only, and that is to get you things which you like, to bring things to you which you like, because they want you to buy. They want to take your attention. So, you're not going to get attention if you get critical feedback, for example. So, you're going to get something which you like all the time. It reinforces. So if you like a particular thing, then you will find that the platform channels that kind of news, that kind of information, that kind of reinforcement to you constantly. And you are talking in an echo chamber, and you think that this is, within quotes, the truth. It is not the truth, it is what is brought to you, and it reinforces you. Now, two things happen. One is, of course, as you see, you know and I know that all growth can only come from critical feedback. This whole concept in Islam of tazkiyah wa tarbiyah, of having a muslih, of having a murshid, of having a sheikh to tell you what is the sheikh supposed to do. Always pat you on the back and say, mashallah, mashallah, fantastic, fantastic. If your sheikh is doing that to you all the time, then there is something seriously wrong, either with you or the sheikh. Right? I'm not saying the sheikh should not praise you, sure. But every time, the whole time, if the sheikh is saying to you, oh, mashallah, mashallah, then there is something wrong. Right? I'm not saying the sheikh should always beat you up, no. But who is a good sheikh? Who is a good Muslim? Who will tell you what you need to hear, not only what you want to hear. But social media does exactly the opposite. The social media is not interested in what you need to hear. Social media tells you what you want to hear, because so that is how it keeps your attention in one place. Second big problem is that it gives us this feeling of instant gratification. That's where the dopamine comes from, right? That's how you get dopamine, instant gratification. So instant success. Now this is not really success because it is happening on the phone. It is not happening on the ground. There's no actual measurable success, but it's happening here on the phone. But you, your mind cannot differentiate between the two. The result is that constantly attention spans are being reduced. I'm sure many of you have heard this. People tell me all the time, you know, to get the attention of our youth, you should speak and whatever we present must be done in not more than 3 minutes. You know what my answer is? I say, I speak to the winners. I don't speak to losers. And I don't know any winner who has an attention span of 3 minutes. So if you've got an attention span of only 3 minutes, you don't want to listen to what I have to say, most welcome. Please go away. You're not my audience. The reality of life is, and read Malcolm Gladwell's book called Outliers on this. Malcolm Gladwell is a statistician and he proves that if you want to be expert in whichever area, whatever it is, whether it is golf, whether it is brain surgery, whether it is writing books, whatever the area of expertise, whether you want to be a plumber or a carpenter, he says, he called it the 10,000 hour rule. He said to become an expert, you must do that thing for 10,000 hours consciously and thoughtfully. Now, my point is, even if you want to debate that and say, well, why 10,000, why? All of that is given in the book, all the numbers are there, but forget about all that. Tell me, where are you going to find somebody who will tell you that an attention span of 10 seconds is good enough? You know what is the average attention span of the average youth today? 3 seconds. Not even 10 seconds, 3 seconds. That is also, incidentally, the attention span of a goldfish. So you decide if you want to be compared to a goldfish, but that's the reality. I'm giving you numbers. Now tell me, if you want to be successful in life, is it going to happen if you have an attention span of 3 seconds? No matter what you believe about yourself. This is what social media does to you. This is what your Snapchats and Instagrams and Facebooks and whatnot are doing to you. This is also the reason why, for example, just to take a very live example, take this COVID for example. You know and I know that there are people who do not believe and do not want to believe the whole medical and research establishment on one side, but they will believe some freaked out character on the other side with a conspiracy theory. And he says, Bill Gates is injecting a chip into your blood so that he can track you wherever you are. I mean, seriously, you really think you are so interesting? And Bill Gates really wants to know where you are? Come on, give me a break, man, for God's sake. If anybody wants to know where you are, this phone is there, right? As long as you got this thing in your pocket, whether it is live or dead, it'll track you. So you got the whole medical establishment on the one side saying, take the vaccine. And you've got one freaked out character there saying, don't take the vaccine, it's a conspiracy. You got somebody else saying, no problem, you cannot get COVID in the masjid. So in the masjid, we stand shoulder to shoulder. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Muslims don't die. Muslims don't get COVID. But what do you do? Because you're dealing with people with 3 second attention spans. You're dealing with people whose minds are completely flooded with this nonsense from social media. They don't want to believe anything contrary to what they want to believe. And this is the whole problem. We have been conditioned only to listen to what we want to hear. And anyone tells us anything other than that, we get upset with that person, we get angry with that person, we reject that person, we will not believe that. Whereas that is where our growth lies, that is where the benefit lies. Today we are seeing children who are growing up, infants, who are growing up in bassinets with an iPad suspended on top. This little baby is in the cradle looking up at the iPad which is suspended on top. What do you think is happening? Destroy, completely destroy. The brain is being destroyed without an exaggeration.
And this is not something, I am telling you what the psychiatrists and what the scientists are saying about this. I'm not talking about what anyone else is saying. I'm talking about what the scientists are saying about this. They're saying that the brain is being destroyed. And the reason it's being destroyed is because this is the best way of controlling people going forward. Because if people can't think, if the people are going to just believe whatever comes on social media, then that's exactly the kind of person that you want to have if you want to rule them. Right? My brothers and sisters, please understand this. Scientific research, in plenty of research which shows that use of technology too young an age inhibits brain development and social skills. That is why many of the youth, they don't know how to talk to each other. They cannot have relationships. They are in serious problems because someone unfriended them on Facebook. Now this person is having a nervous breakdown because I got unfriended. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Huh? This is like somebody who died and there were three people in the janaza. So his mother was very surprised. He said, no, but he had 5,000 followers on Facebook. Yeah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We forget how to actually make real friends, human friends, warm bodies. We forget. We don't know. Because you're working, your friend is this phone. My brother and sister, the idea of saying all this is, unless you want to make your life of, in just becoming great at video games, if that is your goal in life, I want to win video games, then all power to you. may Allah forgive you. But if you have any serious intention in your life, if you have any serious ambition in your life, please, 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 get off all of these platforms. Get off Instagram, get off Snapchat, get off Facebook, get off them. And if somebody tells you that as a businessman, as this and that, you will fail, I am living proof that you don't fail. I am not on any of these platforms. Alhamdulillah, for the past 20 years, I am in the business of management consulting. For the last 20 years, I have not done one single cold call. I do not advertise. All my clients are client referrals. Right? So I can tell you from my personal experience, I said, Alhamdulillah, if you work sincerely and you produce quality work, you will have clients, you will have customers. You don't need this junk. Please, do not destroy your own brain. Do not destroy the brains of your children. If you're, you are living proof of addiction, because any of you who is listening to this, and if you say, you know what, I can't get off this thing, what will happen? What does that mean? It means you are addicted. As simple as that. If your kids freak out, if you take away their phones, it means they are addicted. Let them freak out. They'll get used to it. But do not destroy yourself. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.